Hello again, I'm Adrian Iosifescu, your host of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast, and this is episode 41, where we'll be looking at the Jewish life in the Moldavian towns of Bârlad and Focșani. Please see the location on the map in the notes. You just listened to Damian Luca in the song Giamparale din Bârlad, Giamparale being a fast and highly energetic type of traditional folk dance from Bârlad. A link to the full recording is provided in the episode notes. Jews first settled in Bârlad during the first half of the 17th century. We know this from inscriptions found on the gravestones in the old Jewish cemetery located in the center of the city. In a document dating from 1738, there is a mention of a starosta, Polish word for community leader, who stood at the head of the Jewish guild, which is assumed to have been established as far back as the preceding century. The traveler Boscovich relates about the Jews who dwelt in the city in 1762. A Romanian certificate from 1769 deals with Jewish merchants on Bârlad and also at the same time informs us that there was a street of Jewish storekeepers. Bârlad served as a wheat marketing center for all the neighboring counties. In 1887, out of 954 merchants, 389 were Jews. At the end of the 19th century, the Jewish population economic situation deteriorated due to the persecution against them, and it was the middlemen and merchants who suffered in particular. The Romanian merchants in Bârlad opposed the discrimination against their Jewish colleagues and in 1898 presented their objections to the Ministry of Commerce in Bucharest, opposing the decision by the local Office of Commerce to remove the Jewish middlemen. In 1867, the Christians of the town brought a libel suit against the Jews in Bârlad, accusing them of killing a monk. The rabble fell upon Jewish homes. The government ordered an investigation into the matter, and the Minister of Interior announced in Parliament that the Jews were at fault in this incident. In 1868, another riot occurred because of the feud between a Greek and a Jew. In 1870, the French consul protested against the persecution of the Jews in Bârlad and demanded the intervention by the responsible world powers. In 1886, a new wave of persecutions occurred, which brought about the beginning of Jewish immigration out of the city. In the fall of 1899, immigration from Bârlad increased. Every 2 to 3 days, about 10 to 15 families left. At the beginning of 1900, the flow of immigration had been established to such an extent that it was from Bârlad that the initiative to emigrate spread throughout the country. Bârlad holds, in this respect, a unique place in the history of the Jewish immigration as the birthplace of emigration on foot, or Fußgängers in Yiddish, one of the most dramatic chapters in the story of Romanian Jewry. The first such group was created in May 1899 in Bârlad. A man named Ginsburg recruited 94 people who started calling themselves the Wayfarers from Bârlad. The Bârlad Fußgängers left the town of Bârlad in April 1900 and journeyed some 200 miles in a large semicircle around the base of the Carpathian Mountains. They supported themselves by staging theatrical performances and selling brochures in Jewish towns along the route. Consisting of 75 single men and 3 women, the Bârlad Fußgängers generated much publicity and public support and received gifts of food and clothing from both Jews and Romanian peasants. Their success encouraged hundreds of other groups to follow. The Fußgängers published occasional bulletins in Romanian and Yiddish, among them Emigranții, the Emigrants, Rămas Bun, Farewell, and Bazami, Daughter of My People. The total number of Jews who left Bârlad between 1899 and 1902 came to 600. For more details on the Fußgänger movement, please see our episode 9, Romanian Jewish Immigration. From an inscription found on a gravestone in the Yassi Cemetery, we learned that in 1831, a Rabbi Binyamin Binz, who had served as vice president of the Jewish community at the beginning of the 19th century in Burlad, was killed and then buried. A progressive leadership was organized in Burlad in 1870, but disbanded in 1885 because of the rift between followers of the more orthodox rabbi and the supporters of the modern rabbi, Rabbi Isaac Taubes. In 1896, activities of the Kehillah, the Jewish self-government, were renewed. In 1901, alongside the Kehillah, an assistance council was in operation because the Kehillah has ceased to be able to supply all the needs of the community. The soup kitchen for the community's poor was supported by monies from the Jewish Colonization Association. In 1891, the hospital was revived after it had been closed during the crisis in the community. It has been necessary to reestablish it because the city hospital has stopped admitting Jewish patients. In 1899, a new special building was built for the Jewish hospital. A modern public Jewish school was founded in Burlad in 1873 with the initiative of the Bureau of the Bnei Brit Zion, the Covenanters of Zion, and with the support of the community. From 1875, the school was maintained by the Bnei Brit, but because of lack of means, it was closed in the same year and reopened again no less than 7 years later. In 1883, it was closed again, and then reopened for a third time in 1896 with the renewal of the community's activities. In 1874, the office of the Bnei Brit also opened a public school for young women, which closed within a year. In 1882, evening classes for adults were held. In 1910, the boys' school had 236 students and the girls' school 235 students. In the headers, the traditional religious schools, 200 boys were being educated. In 1881, a branch of the movement Yishuv Eretz Israel, settlement of the land of Israel, was established in Burlad. In 1883, a group of 20 families was organized in order to purchase land in Israel and to emigrate there. In 1896, the Association of Bnei Zion, Children of Zion, was established, and in 1897 a branch of Shovevei Zion, Lovers of Zion, in memory of Max Nordau, was founded in the city. For the support of this branch, a tax on meat, bread, and kerosene was imposed. In 1898, a women association was established called Betulat Bat Yehuda, Virgin Daughter of Judea. In 1910, a Zionist culture club named after Max Nordau was established by the students of the gymnasium. At the head of this club stood Michael Landau, who served as representative in the Romanian parliament. All the students who participated in the establishment of the club were expelled from the gymnasium for 1 year. Between 1913 and 1990, a monthly Zionist publication called Bar Kokhba appeared in Burlad. The Jewish community numbered 2,000 in 1859, 5,800 in 1899, with about one-third of the merchants and artisans in the city being Jewish, and 3,727 in 1930, 14% of the total population, mainly occupied in commerce and as artisans. Just before the outbreak of the Second World War, there were 8 synagogues and prayer rooms and 3 Jewish cemeteries, 2 of which were ancient. One of the first pogroms in Burlad took place in 1868. When Moses Montefiore learned of it, he sent a letter to Prince Carol I, who promised that things would change and the Jews who were harmed would receive compensation for the damage according to the assessment of the judges. However, this did not happen, and the pogroms against the Jews continued. In the period between the two world wars, Burlad was a center of pogroms. The Christian teachers in the government gymnasium, headed by the school principal Cesar Ursu, used to regularly incite the students against the Jews. Their programs increased when the students in the Romanian universities began to demand numerous clauses against Jews. Whenever the Jewish youth had any kind of cultural event, they used to organize anti-Semitic demonstrations. The Jews convened a protest meeting and demanded the establishment of an official inquiry into the riots, which should include on its board two representatives from the Jewish community. They sent representatives to the county head and demanded that he takes action to restrain the students by making an announcement expressing the authorities' reservations concerning the violent actions against the Jews. The chief of police suggested to the Jews that they close their stores during the riot, and the authorities did not take any action. In October 1922, the riots reached new heights. The pretext was the raising of the blue and white flag side by side with the Romanian flags on the occasion of the celebrations in honor of King's coronation. The students broke into the Jewish quarter, smashed windows, and destroyed everything they came their way. The police reacted by arresting several Jewish merchants. The sufferings of the local Jews increased during the days of terror by the Iron Guard. In November 1940, Jewish males were taken for forced labor. After a short time, the academics among them were let go. This was the result of protests from the Romanian academic community, who threatened that they too would come to work together with their Jewish colleagues. With the outbreak of war between Romania and the Soviet Union in June of 1941, all the Jews from the villages of the county were deported to Berlad. The economic result of the oppression against the Jews are reflected in the statistics from 1942. From a total of 325 Jewish craftsmen and laborers, there were 125 without work. Out of 294 Jewish clerks, only 136 were employed. Among 428 Jewish merchants and industrialists, 254 were active, and from 43 Jewish academics, only 23 were employed. In that year, only 24% of the Jewish professionals were able to work in their professions. With the retreat from the advancing Red Army, the German forces under command of General Wechler came into Berlad. The general suggested exterminating all the Jews of the place under the pretext that the Jews were trying to trade with his soldiers. Only the developments on the front, which were to the disadvantage of the Germans, spoiled this plan. After the Second World War, Jewish life in Berlad was reorganized for only a short period of time as Jews started emigrating en masse, mainly to Israel. In 1969, there were only 100 Jewish families left in Berlad, and there was only one open synagogue. In 2004, only 46 Jews were left in Berlad. In reviewing Berlad, important Jewish personalities, we'll start with the rabbinical leaders. Rabbi Isaac Azik Taubes was a modern Maskil rabbi, a descendant of Rashi. Rabbi Shlomo Itzhakil, a grandson of Rabbi Ahod Moshe Taubes from Yash and the son of Rabbi Michael Taubes from Vaslui. In 1862, he gained official recognition from Prince Kuza as Rabbi of Berlad. He was the author of 1869 polemical booklet Ho Yehudim Bi Romania Vera Minister Brătianu, or in English, The Jews in Romania and the Minister Brătianu. In 1872, he anonymously published a booklet on the persecution of Jews in Romania. This booklet was also translated by the Alliance into English, French, and German and caused a stir in the Romanian parliament. In the same year, Rabbi Taubes started a propaganda campaign in Europe for granting of aid to the Jews emigrating from Romania. Due to his influence, a conference of Jewish leaders was convened in Brussels to discuss the matter, but the idea was not accepted by them. Rabbi Taubes was the first rabbi in Romania who gave his sermons in Romanian language. He participated in the struggle for the granting of rights to Jews and in the battles against anti-Semitism and against the Jewish oath. In 1891, Taubes published a pamphlet which was a polemic against the famous anti-Semitic leader Chaur Aslan. Rabbi Taubes worked to establish secular schools in Birlat, Huj, Tekuj, Vaslui, Brăila, and in other places. He translated the poems of the Romanian poet Vasile Alexandri into Hebrew. Also, he published articles in the Hebrew press on the situation of the Jews in Romania. Taubes also translated Romanian literature into Hebrew. He represented a remarkable bridge between Orthodox scholarship and Haskalah, the Jewish Enlightenment, and was one of the most intellectually distinguished rabbis of the 19th century Moldavian Jewry. Another remarkable Birlat rabbi was Rabbi Shimshon Thenen, the son of Rabbi Moshe Thene, who was born in 1857 and began his term in 1889. He wrote several books on Haskalah, among them Midot HaChachim, and Qualities of the Wise, and Zich HaShemesh, Radiance of the Sun. Now let's take a look at Birlat's artists, intellectuals, and civic leaders. In Birlat was born the poet Avram Axelrad Luca, who began his literary activities under the influence of the emigration on foot movement. Felix Aderca, from Zelic Aderca, is the most internationally recognized literary figure associated with the Birlat Jewish community. Felix Aderca was a modern Romanian novelist, playwright, poet, journalist, and critic, noted as a representative of modernism in the context of Romanian literature. As a member of the Zburătorul cycle and close friend of its founder, Eugen Lovinescu, Aderca promoted the idea of literary innovation, cosmopolitanism, and art for art's sake. Aderca's rejection of tradition, his socialist and pacifism, and his exploration of controversial subjects resulted in several scandals, making him a main target of attacks from the far-right press of the interwar period. He also published hundreds of articles about anti-Semitism and translated into Romanian books dealing with Jewish themes, among them the trilogy of Sholemash. Aderca believed in the idea of symbiosis between his Judaism and the Romanian language and culture. Persecuted during the Holocaust period, he ended up working as a librarian in the Jewish community of Bucharest. The Leibovich brothers, Lucian Raicu and Virgil Duda, from a Jewish family from Birlat, became prominent figures in Romanian letters under pen names. Lucian Raicu, born Bernard Leibovich, was a Romanian literary critic, biographer, memorialist, and magazine editor. As a Jewish youth growing up in Birlat, he was drawn into the leftist causes shortly after the Second World War. As a staff critic at Viața Românească, he initially pledged himself to socialism realism, though more privately he was embracing dissident stances and questioning the standards of Marxist literary criticism. He is regarded as one of the three greatest Romanian literary critics of the post-war period. Virgil Duda was born in 1939 as Rubin Leibovich. Orphaned early, he followed in the footsteps of his older brother Lucian Raicu and moved to Bucharest. He studied law and subsequently wrote and published his first collection of short stories, Povestiri din Provincie, Stories from the Province. Other notable Jewish intellectuals would include the engineer Martin Berkovich, military historian Eugen Banta, and economist Avram Rosen, who published studies on the economic history of the Romanian Jews. Marcel Saragia is considered the father of psychopathology in Romanian medical schools and an honorary member of the Academy for Medical Sciences. Shim Rubinstein, an Israeli historian of Birlat origin, was a major contributor to the documentation of Romanian Jewish history. The most prominent Birlat family associated with the Zionist movement was the Guttenmacher family. Sapsha Guttenmacher later the Israeli ideologist and writer and publicist of Shabbatai Nadiv, a leading member of Berlat's strong revisionist Zionist group, and Shmuel Mickey Guttenmacher, his brother, who was killed on the Struma, a ship that was wrecked en route from Romania to Palestine in 1942. One of the most tragic episodes of wartime Jewish history, in which over 700 Romanian Jews perished. The Epstein family was active in commerce in Berlat. Yuzhu Epstein, later Yehuda Epstein, became a very successful businessman in Israel. The Steinberg family was tracing their roots to Berlat from 19th century. There were prominent merchants like Ben Zion Steinberg and Haim Steinberg, a veteran of the Romanian army, and were well established in Berlat and neighboring Tecuci. The Buhush Hasidim, while not a single family, were the follower of the Friedman dynasty from Buhush and constituted the largest religious bloc within Berlat's Jewish community for much of the 19th and early 20th century, with their own institution infrastructure parallel to the Maskilim-led community. From the anonymous young man who sparked the Fusgier movement to Nobel Prize-caliber scientist, bold literary modernist, and resilient Zionist activist, Berlat's Jewish community left a mark on Romanian, Israeli, and world Jewish history that far outrates the modest size of this Moldavian town. Now let's visit the town of Focșani. Focșani had a unique geopolitical position that made it commercially exceptional. It sat exactly on the border between Moldavia and Wallachia, the two Romanian principalities that united in 1859 under Prince Alexandru Ioan Cuza. Before unification, Focșani was literally a divided city. The northern half in Moldavia, the southern half in Wallachia, with different laws, customs regulations, and tax regimes. This made it a natural entrepot and smuggling hub. Goods could be moved across the internal border to exploit price differences and avoid duties. After 1859 unification, it remained an important regional market town, as it also sat on the main route connecting Galați and Brăila to the east, with Transylvania via the mountain passes to the west. Focșani fits well into this commercial geography. Goods from Transylvania would go through the mountain passes to Focșani, and then on road or rail to the ports of Brăila and Galați on Danube, then on Danube would go to Constanța at the Black Sea, and from there to the world markets. Jewish merchants were ideally positioned for this because their families' networks often spanned both principalities. Goods commonly traded across the border included textiles, spirits, tobacco, salt, and agriculture produce. Jewish merchants also played a significant role in the wine trade, as brokers between producers and exporters, as tavern operators, and as distributors. Some families were involved in wine export towards Galați and Brăila for onward shipping. Jewish merchants in Focșani organized the timber trade, buying cutting rights, organizing log, floating down the Milikov and Putna rivers, and selling to construction merchants and exporters. Jewish merchants acted as a familiar intermediary layer between local producers and the large exporters in Galați and Brăila. The first Jewish settlement dates from the second half of the 17th century. There were 20 taxpayer families in Focșani by 1820. There was a Jewish cemetery in the Moldavian part of the city, which was closed around the middle of the 18th century. In 1797, the Jews had one synagogue. During the Greek uprising against the Turks in 1821, the city was burned by the rioters. On this occasion, anti-Jewish demonstrations also took place, resulting in many Jewish casualties. In 1859, the Jewish community in Focșani numbered 1,855 souls. During this period, Jewish community life continued to develop and organize. In 1866, a Jewish school was opened, but after 3 years was closed due to the opposition from religious circles. The Lev Ehad, One Heart organization, began to function to help the elderly, orphans, and poor students. In 1874, the school reopened and had 200 students. In 1888, the number of students increased to 300, and in 1897, the community opened two new schools, one for girls and one for boys. The girls' school was built with a donation from the banker William Schleyer, a Fochshan native originally from Vienna. In 1885, a kindergarten began to operate on the initiative and donation of Sigmund Gottfried. In 1896, the Great Synagogue was built, and next to it, two other small temples, as well as a ritual slaughterhouse for birds. The community numbered 736 in 1838, 1855 in 1859, as I said, and 5,954 in 1899, 25% of Fokshani's population, 4,300 in 1930, and 4,935 in 1941, 10% of the total population. In the 19th century, when Romanian Jews were fighting for Romanian citizenship and political emancipation, the thought of colonizing Palestine by the Jews of Romania came up during discussions of the proposal of the American consul Pixoto concerning emigration from the country in 1872. The idea of agricultural colonization in Palestine spread quickly among the Romanian Jews, and in 1875, a society called Yashub Eretz Israel, the colonization of Eretz Israel, was founded in the nearby town of Moinești. Similar societies were created in other cities, and the turning point was reached by the new movement of Jewish National Renaissance at the Fokshani Conference of December 30, 1981. This conference is considered by many scholars and historians to be the first organized Zionist Congress, preceding Theodor Herzl's first Zionist Congress in Basel by 16 years. 56 delegates representing 29 localities took part at this conference, which was held symbolically in the town where the union of the two Romanian principalities had been previously proclaimed. It was decided to encourage and coordinate all efforts toward organized immigration and successful colonization in Palestine. The conference had a great impact on the Romanian Jews, and one immediate result was the departure of the ship Tethys from Galați in August 1882, bearing 228 emigrants, and the creation of the first farming colonies in Palestine, Samarin Zicron and Rosh Pina. A new era began in the modern history of the Romanian Jews. For more details on the Fokshan Conference, please see episode 8, Romanian Jews and Zionism. In 1923, the local publication of Torța, The Torch, appeared, bringing to the Jewish population news from the life of the community, the education of youth, and other relevant topics. In 1924, another local periodical appeared, Unirea, The Union, and in 1925, Acțiunea Noastră, Our Action. On the eve of the Second World War, the community had 8 synagogues, the oldest dating from the 18th century, 2 primary schools, a kindergarten, a medical dispensary, a public bath, and 3 cemeteries. When the war with the Soviet Union broke out in June 1941, all Jewish males aged between 16 and 60 were imprisoned. A few weeks later, they were released, except for 65 hostages, including the rabbi and the community leaders. 3 months later, the number of hostages was reduced to 10. Each was held for a while and then relieved by other Jews. The number of Jews in Fokshan increased considerably with the arrival of Jews who had been driven out of villages and towns in the district, as well as Jews from Ploiești. They were cared for by the local community, which also added a group of 400 Jews from southern Transylvania who had been brought to the district as forced labor. In the spring of 1944, 210 Jewish orphans from Transnistria were brought to Foshan and put under the care of the local community. On May 12, 1944, the local Romanian military commander mobilized all male and female Jews aged between 15 and 55 to dig anti-tank ditches for the defense of town against the approaching Soviet forces. In the post-war period of the Jewish population in Foshan, which number 6,080 in 1947, decreased to 3,500 by 1950 as a result of emigration to Israel. By 1970, continued emigration had reduced the number further to about 150 families, and one synagogue remained open. In 2004, only 70 Jews lived in Foshan. As usual, we'll start the Foshani Jewish personalities with the rabbinical leaders. In the 17th century, Nathan Knott Hanover served as the city's rabbi. He authored Yeven Metzulah, Greek Hell, about the anti-Jewish riots and prohibitions of 1648-49, and Shaarei Zion, which contains poetry of religious nature. His study, Tokef Yanim, on the significance of Purim, is preserved in manuscript form at the Bodleian Library in Oxford. He was killed by Turkish soldiers in 1683. Hanover's two major works, Shaarei Zion and Yeven Metzulah, greatly influenced Ashkenazi culture, the former serving as a conduit for the introduction of Lurianic prayers into the daily service, the latter remaining popular for generations and even influenced a number of modern authors, including Sholem Ash and Shaul Chernichovsky. Rabbi Moshe Aharon Halevi Goldring was active in the pre-Herzl Zionist movement and served as a prominent rabbinic leader and honorary president of the Jewish community in Foshan. He was a key figure who advocated for local Jews through vocational schooling and agricultural settlement, promoting unity across Foshani's Jewish population. As mentioned before, Foshani was a major center of Zionist activity in Romania, largely driven by Rabbi Jacob Nacht, who served the community from 1900 to 1919. Moving over to Foshan artists, intellectuals, and civic leaders, we should start by mentioning the famous Fromm Moise, known in Romanian literature as Silibi Moise. He was the son of Alexander Sander Schwartz, a native of Galicia. Illiterate in Romanian, Moise would dictate his compositions to printers and sell them in pamphlets in the market towns of Wallachia, where he was traveling as a merchant. The 14 pamphlets issued as of 1858 included sayings, maxims, thoughts, and moral lessons drawn from the school of life, revealing a picturesque and lively mixture of popular wisdom, Balkan humor, and Jewish folklore. Beyond Silibi's Moise words of wisdom, he presented a philosophy of life that combined skepticism with serene resignation to poverty and hardship, and also demonstrated a critical and ironic overview of social rules and injustice. He commented on the manners of his times, as well as on human nature and human condition, with echoes from Ecclesiastics. Remember where you come from, where you stand, and where you are headed to. Several thoughts are extremely powerful, though expressed in a lapidary style. It is hard for the poor to live, while it's hard for the rich to die. Time is a stairway. One goes up, another comes down. His self-mockery and black humor derived from Jewish popular origin. Moise, the Jew, kept a bell on his table. When he rang once, he brought water himself, as he does not have a servant. One day, Silibi Moise suffered a great embarrassment. Thieves broke into his house at night and didn't find anything. Zilvi Moise has been asking poverty for several years to get out of his house, at least for as long as it takes for him to get dressed. Encouraged by Moses Gaster, the folklorist Moses Schwarzfeld collected and edited posthumous book of Zilvi Moise's sayings titled Practica și apropo de lui Zilvi Moise, vestitul din țara românească, the practice and sayings of the renowned Zilvi Moise from Wallachia. Zilvi Moise became mostly after his death a legendary figure, an embodiment of the popular wisdom and humor nostalgically evoked by the great Romanian writer Ion Luca Caragiale, or turned into a character in several plays. He is considered to be the first Jewish author of literary pieces, naive though captivating, and enjoyed by both Romanian readers and the Jewish public. Rightfully considered an oral genius, he starts at the stage for Romanian Jewish writers of the modern age. Camil Baltazar, born Leopold Goldstein in Focșani, is one of the most prominent Jewish writers and poets in Romania. Baltazar's first poem appeared in 1921 in Zburătorul Literar, a review edited by the Romanian critic Eugene Lovinescu, and his contributions were published thereafter in many of the leading literary periodicals. Baltazar's poetry was written mainly before Second World War. His first collection, Vecernii, Vespers, appeared in 1923. He was followed by Flaut de Mătase, Silken Flute, Reculeger in Memoria Ta, Meditation on Your Immortality, Biblice, Biblical Poems, a volume of erotic poems with ancient Hebrew biblical themes, Strigari trupești pe lângă glezne, poems of amorous yearnings, and Cina cea de taină, The Last Supper. In these themes and mode of expression, Baltazar was from the outset hailed as an innovator. Though his sensitivity led to preoccupation with human suffering, he was widely known as a poet of light, because of the serenity with which he transfigured the most somber themes. During the early 1930s, Baltazar published an anthology of Russian prose and translations from some German writers as Thomas Mann, Franz Werfel, and Jakob Wassermann. His completion of this work was marked by the verse collection Întoarcerea poetului la uneltele sale, The Poet's Return to His Tools, which are poems in prose about his work as a writer and a literary editor, written under the influence of Apollinaire and Blaise Cendrars. In 1928, he edited the literary review Tiparnița Literară, The Literary Printer, and in 1932 was secretary of redaction of the literary weekly România Literară, Literary Romania, edited by Liviu Rebreanu. After the Second World War, Baltazar became a contributor to the Romanian Jewish newspaper Revista Cultului Mosaic and published further collections of his poems. Felice Antip, a journalist of great value, was born in Focșani. Between 1950 and 1963, she was an editor at Ager Press, and between 1963 and 71 at the newspaper and magazine Lumea. Between 1971 and 1984, she worked at the radio and at Tribuna României. She was one of the most important columnists of foreign literature at the publication România Literară before 1989 and Adevărul Literar și Artistic after 1990. Let's talk about some remarkable business families from Focșani. The Fischer family was involved in grain and spirits. The Goldenberg family was involved in textile trades, and the Shapira or Shapiro family was connected to the wine and spirits sector in Vrancea. I would also mention here Hedrick Israel, my maternal grandmother's brother, who was a prominent Jewish leader in Focșani prior to the Second World War. Finally, let me mention another renowned cultural personality from Focșani, Rabbi Solomon Schechter, a rabbi, academic scholar, and educator, most famous for his role as a founder and president of the Union Synagogue of America, president of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, and architect of the American Conservative Judaism movement. He was born in Fokshan to Rabbi Itzhok HaKohen, a Shoket ritual slaughterer and a member of a Chabad Hasidim family. In his 20s, he went to the rabbinical college in Vienna, where he studied under the more modern Talmudic scholar Meir Friedman, before moving in 1879 to undertake further studies at the Berlin Hochschule for the Wissenschaft der Judentum and the University of Berlin. In 1890, after the death of Solomon Marcus Schiller Sieninski, he was appointed to the faculty of Cambridge University, serving as a lecturer in Talmudics and reader in rabbinics. His greatest academic fame came from his excavation in 1896 of the papers of the Cairo Geniza, an extraordinary collection of around 300,000 documents of rare Hebrew religious manuscripts and medieval Jewish texts that were preserved at an academic synagogue. The finding revolutionized the study of medieval Judaism. He became a professor of Hebrew at the University College of London in 1899 and remained there until 1902 when he moved to the United States. In 1902, traditional Jews reacted against the progress of the American Reform Judaism movement, recruited Schechter to become the president of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, and served as the second president of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America from 1902 to 1915, during which time he founded the United Synagogue of America, later renamed as the United Synagogue of Conservative Judaism. For more details on Rabbi Solomon Schechter, please see our episode 29, Remarkable Romanian Rabbis and Tzaddiki. This concludes this episode on the Moldavian towns of Brlad and Focșani. In the next episode, we'll be visiting the cities of Brăila and Galați. Until then, be well.